Hey, Tom Buell here, and please stick with me. This is more along the theme of you don't have to get it right, you just have to get it going. So excuse the quality of the video. I'm on a limited time to put this together, but I wanted to share my appreciation and wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, all that fun stuff, plus share an important message about how I transformed my body and my life this year in a real quick summary. And also share a charity that I have supported for years that's in a financial pinch. The county's actually putting the squeeze on them to make some improvements on their parking lot. And if it doesn't happen before the end of this year, the county will basically shut them down. So it's transforming a lot of lives. I'll share a little bit about that and see if you might be inclined to assist in helping them redo their parking lot and continue affecting underprivileged children's lives in a positive manner. But first, as you can see, many of you know I'm a well-connected networker, so if you need some help here, I got connections with the big man there. He's a little taller than most people thought, but as you can see by the belt buckle, that's the real deal. Santa and Mrs. Claus. Met them at an airport on the way to go speak at a seminar. They were there, couldn't resist going up and getting a picture. So just for fun, thought that would be nice to share. Second, many of you are aware that I changed my habits this year and totally transformed my body, and that was just the main benefit. The side benefits actually far exceed the body transformation. I sleep better, I have more energy, my confidence is higher. Everything in my life is transformed by choosing to eat less and move more. The picture on the left is from me on the marketer's cruise in January of this year, 2010. The picture on the right is from me just a few days ago, December of 2010. Even though I saw that picture and was disgusted back in January, after seeing it, I still didn't choose to make a transformation until July. And when I made that choice, it transformed very quickly. I went from 196 pounds to 168 pounds in 60 days by eating less and moving more. If I were to summarize the main keys that helped me make that drastic transformation, it would be first and foremost mindset. I knew if I kept doing what I'd been doing, it would not just remain the same, it would probably get worse. So I knew I had to make some changes. We move away from pain. I was disgusted by looking in the mirror. It wasn't me. I just knew that wasn't a reflection of who I am and who I have been and who I will be. So I was willing to make a change. And seeking pleasure, I knew it would have the physical benefits, but it would also boost my confidence, help me sleep better, help me have more energy, all that fun stuff. So I was seeking the pleasure of the end result. And the transformation, if I were to summarize it in some of the key steps, I quit drinking the calories and drank only water for 60 days. I cut out coffee, I cut out alcohol, I cut out juices, everything except water. Asterisk, I did have a lot of protein shakes during that time, so I'd mix water with the protein powder and drink a lot of protein shakes. But strictly water was the main key. A water bottle by my side at all times, by my bed, drink a lot of it. I drink at least one of these in the morning, one of these at night, and several of these during the day. Plus, I have another big water bottle that I keep around as well. Basically, about a gallon of water a day. See, a lot of people eat when they think they're hungry, but they're actually dehydrated. It's amazing how when you keep yourself hydrated, you won't find yourself snacking or overeating because your body will recognize that you're not really hungry, you just are properly hydrated at that point. And with drinking only water, and as I mentioned, stop drinking alcohol, I'm still doing tests on this, but it's amazing. I think I stopped saying and doing a lot of stupid things. Still figuring out if that's if there's a correlation there, but it's amazing how stopping drinking alcohol not only helped the body transformation, but has been known to help me say and do less stupid things. Still say and do a lot of stupid things, but way less without that fun little elixir in the mix. I didn't eat after 7 or 8 p.m. Most of the time 7 p.m., but generally a couple times I ate after 7, but it was always prior to 8 p.m. So that little mini fast at night, and then obviously breakfast, break fast in the morning, and that helps as well. I tried a couple other things. Don't know what the benefit was other than helping me and trying some different alternative solutions. So I went and got acupuncture on a weekly basis for about 10 weeks. I also did something called Rolfing, R-O-L-F-I-N-G. So my posture and everything was realigned. That felt nice. And as of late, I have a new passion of hot yoga. If you've never done hot yoga, I highly recommend it. It may sound wimpy, but I'll tell you what, if you've never done yoga, you will recognize it. It's one heck of a workout, and then you add the heated room to it. It's absolutely insane. I sweat just as much in hot yoga class as I used to in Marine Corps wrestling practice. So you'd lose 5 pounds plus just sweating away in that hot yoga class. It's pretty crazy. That being said, there's a recent picture just a couple days ago hanging out with the big man again. That being said, there's been a charity that I've been supporting for the last few years, and some of the people in our marketplace, the internet marketing space, have also supported this cause. And it's the picture here is with Orrin Hudson, the founder of BeSomeone.org, a nonprofit, not-for-profit organization, so it's tax-deductible donations. And the man is positively impacting underprivileged children's lives through the game of chess, letting kids know that every move counts. And he's impacted over 20,000 students' lives by going to these underprivileged schools and speaking and sharing with them strategies of recognizing there's more than going down the path of, you know, basically ending up in jail or prison, giving them a different vision, a different direction. And you'll see testimony after testimony of lives he's positively changed. And he's trained over 20,000 students in 15 states. I'm going to share a link that basically describes the current situation. He's in Atlanta, and the county has said unless he adds a new parking lot, gets the renovations done for the new parking lot, they're basically going to shut him down type of deal. So he's awesome at doing what he does, impacting children's lives and teaching them the game of chess and making every move count. He's not the greatest, kind of like the E-Myth type of thing, at getting the proper funding, but he did have someone who's going to give $14,000 of the $28,000 needed. He's going to give $14,000 if Orrin raises the other half of $14,000. So I'm asking if you can take a peek at these URLs, take a look at what Orrin's doing, and if you feel called or feel able to assist, every little bit helps. You know, $100, $500, if you feel you can do $1,000 or more, whatever, that would be greatly appreciated. I'm going to include Orrin's number. He's a good friend. I've supported his cause throughout the years, and just feel very, very confident and feel uplifted when he sends me the URLs of the new schools he's trained and the kids, and it just gets them all excited and shows them a different path, and I know he's impacting their lives in a positive direction. So I'm going to have Orrin's information. By all means, feel free to call him, call me with any questions. But my goal is to help him raise that other $14,000 so he can get the generous anonymous gift from a local businessman of the other $14,000 to get that completed so he can continue impacting children's lives. All right. And on that note, just want to wish you Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. Look forward to having the best year ever in 2011. My motto there is Make Today Great by Tom Beal. And if you want to assist children in learning how to be someone, please visit besomeone.org or call Orrin's cell phone, 404-578-5278. He has only a couple weeks left to raise the remainder of that $14,000 to get the generous donation of the other half of the $14,000 for the combined $28,000 needed to redo the parking lot before the county basically won't let him do business there anymore. So please reach out to Orrin, reach out to me if you have any questions, and if you feel called and are able to assist, that would be greatly appreciated. Now, Orrin is not only great at impacting children's lives, he's also tremendous at getting publicity. He's been on Good Morning America, he's been in People Magazine, he's been on CNN. I mean, the man is an expert at PR and can get that type of coverage. He's told me in personal conversations that the people who are able to assist him with this, he'll do whatever he can, sharing his expertise of getting that type of publicity with us. You know, so if you're able to contribute, he'll do what he can to help us with the knowledge he has in getting that publicity. And from the URL, I'll give you some YouTube information. You'll see news story after news story after news story to include, like I said, Good Morning America, CNN, all the different local channels whenever he's at a school in any of the 15 states he's helped these children in. So he's a master at getting publicity and is willing to help us learn how to use that in our businesses as well. But at the same time, he's also a master at helping kids see a bigger vision and put them on a different path than one of ending up doing crime and ending up in jail. So on that note, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I look forward to seeing you soon.